I call for thorough investigation and serious reform. We will overcome the obstacles of vested interests, pursue accountability, regardless of who he or she is. We must uncover the truth, ensure that justice is served, let the deceased rest in peace, and provide comfort to the living. Therefore, while criminal and fire investigations are proceeding continuously, I will establish an independent committee to conduct comprehensive and in-depth review to reform the building work system and prevent similar tragedies from occurring in the future. There is also an investigation into those who we have ascertained at this level to be accountable. These include 13 people arrested by the police for suspected manslaughter, and also about 12 people arrested by the ICAC for corrupt practices which relate to this tragedy. Yes, it is a tragedy. It is a big fire. Yes, we need a reform. Yes, we have identified failures in different stages. That is exactly why we must act seriously to ensure that all these loopholes are plugged so that those who are responsible will be accountable. The shortcomings will be addressed. The bottlenecks will be addressed. And we will reform the whole building renovation system to ensure that such thing will not happen again. I will not tolerate any crimes, particular crimes that exploit the tragedy that we are facing now. Societies, everybody in Hong Kong, are uniting to help those who suffer to continue their living and face up to the future. Anybody who dares to sabotage this attempt, this commitment of society, we will do anything we can to ensure that justice will be done. But I sincerely urge and request every one of us to unite to help them, to unite to make the reform, to unite to take justice, to take those responsible to justice, and also to create a common will to make Hong Kong a better home for everybody.